Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Rumours of a wobble among Irish consumers appear to have been exaggerated, according to the latest personal finance outlook from Bank of Ireland. It says that debit and credit card spending rose by 6.5% year on year, led by spending on restaurants and accommodation. But with the world only adjusting to a global tariff war, is it too soon to say that the consumer is brushing off any of that impact? Conall McQuillagh is the chief economist with Bank of Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Conall.
Morning.
So the consumer is doing okay, thanks very much.
It is. So look, in April we saw the Irish consumer confidence surveys fall to two-year lows, which, you know, following the announcement of US tariffs. So I suppose the question is, was there going to be any kind of faltering in Irish consumer spending? And the answer is basically no. The data we show this morning show that debit credit card spending is up 6.5% in the year, pretty broad-based across social spending, restaurants, hotels, that kind of thing. Services, retail, all up quite sharply in the year and well ahead of CPI inflation at 2%. So we're still seeing real gains in terms of what people are consuming. So again, we looked at things like holidays, big ticket items like furniture, no sign of any weakness there. So that's not too surprising. I think when you look at the consumer confidence surveys, people are understandably nervous about tariffs and the global economic outlook. But when it comes to their own personal finances, their employment isn't threatened. So, you know, they're still making those big purchases. They're going on holidays, they're buying furniture.
Then going out for dinner.
And going out for dinner. So not too surprising. You know, when we see these kind of big political events, consumer confidence takes a dent. But unless it really affects your employment prospects, your own personal finances, consumer spending doesn't react. So it's a little bit early. And of course, the outlook is uncertain. We'll see what happens with Donald Trump and tariffs and global trade wars. But for now, the Irish consumer looks pretty resilient. And, you know, it is early days, but not too surprising to see that resilience.
And your survey is based on actual debit and credit card spending. It's not just a survey of consumers.
It is. It's 2.7 billion spending over the past month. It's all the spending on Bank of Ireland debit and credit cards. Luckily, we can see this data pretty much in real time.
Mm.
So it's up to date. It's as of a couple of weeks ago. So showing very strong growth.
And you mentioned it as well. Some of the consumer surveys that are out there suggested a more cautious consumer outlook. But you're saying that they say one thing on a survey and then they do another thing when it comes to actually shelling out the cash.
Not quite. So the surveys show, are you feeling confident? How's your sentiment? And, you know, that obviously deteriorated. But then you can break that down into the different questions. So it's the questions that really fell away were the ones around the general economic outlook, expected inflation. But when it says, how are your own personal finances a bit more resilient? Are you likely to make a major purchase? Are you likely to move home?
Mm.
Really not that much. Those particular survey questions didn't fall away. So people are nervous about the general outlook, but when it comes to their own circumstances, they're much more confident. And that's not surprising because, I mean, we're still seeing jobs growth in the economy. We're still seeing wage growth. People's finances are in good order.
Is there a strong relationship between the amount of spending and the amount of saving? I.e., do we save less automatically if we are spending more?
We do in absolute terms, but I suppose if you look at Irish consumer spending, it's growing around 2.5% in real terms over the 12 months to the first quarter of this year.
Mm.
And given the pace of jobs growth at over 3%, pay growth at 5 to 6%, really the puzzle has been why consumer spending isn't stronger.
Mm.
So we've seen the household savings rate increase to 15%. If you look at the amount of deposits households are building up in the banking sector, they're growing by around 5%. So it appears that, you know, there's a lot of income growth in the economy. That's driving quite strong gains in consumer spending versus, say, the UK or Europe. But Irish households are actually saving more than we might expect.
Mm.
And a part of that might be demographics. Part of it might be that just the official consumer spending are mismeasured, that the retail sales index isn't picking up all of the spending in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the Irish...
Because they're based on samples, obviously.
They're based on surveys and samples. And the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and other bodies have sort of asked, well, why are we seeing the strong growth in spending on debit and credit cards, including the central bank's official data, growing at a much sharper pace than the official data? So there is a kind of a concern that the official data are just a little bit too weak. But having said that, there's no doubt, you know, household deposits in the banking sector have grown by 5%. There's no sense in which pandemic era savings have been eroded in any way. It's quite clear we've got a pretty cautious consumer that's paying down debt still. That's
Yes. Has it deleveraged fully from the financial crisis, would you say?
In absolute terms, yes. I mean, household debt as a percentage of income is now back to levels not seen since 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. Having said that, of course, is that's a sort of generation who bought homes between 2003 and 2007 who are still paying down potentially quite high mortgage debts. Whereas if you look at younger generations, they may not have bought a home and don't have any debt. So in aggregate, Irish household debt looks like it's at its lowest level since the turn of the century. And if anything, it's the lack of housing, which is preventing people from taking on more debt.
Yeah. And the overall health of the economy?
Fine for now. All the indicators are reasonably robust. There's a few blips around corporate tax and the latest exchequer returns. You know, I think that's volatility in the data, not any kind of Trump issue. But of course, we've got a very uncertain environment with global trade tensions and tariffs that are still not resolved.
Yeah. Conal, thanks very much for coming in. That's Conal McCullough, the Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.